in Orlando at the 2019 Bear Ag Advocacy event just ahead of Commodity Classic 2019. Talking with Dan Bossi. Dan is with Ag Resource, and he talked with the folks here involved with the Bear event about what's going on in today's grain marketplace, saying there is a need right now for demand driver change.
Well, if we look back at history, going back to the 1930s, oversupply has always been the problem in U.S. agriculture. That's why we have farm bills. So we had set-aside programs, LDP and all those other things over history. What we had in the period from 2007 to 2013 was a demand driver called biofuels, and that really raised farm income. It got us going. If I look backwards in time, between 1973 and 1980, we had the Russians that were importing massive amounts of grain. And so when I talk about demand drivers, it's something that's you and I can't see today, but it's lifting grain demand above production and giving us this tightness, which means we need more acres to be brought into production.
I guess we had maybe a hint of one in the last few days when the suggestion was made that the Chinese were offering to buy a massive amount above and beyond previous trade levels of U.S. products.
I think that's right, Ron. As I think about the pledge of China having to buy $50 billion of U.S. agricultural goods to balance the budget, the deficit, if you will, with the United States and China have, that's a sizable amount. If I try to model that out in terms of what it means for agricultural products, I mean, it's maybe 40 million tons of beans, 10 million tons of corn, 7 million tons of wheat, lots of U.S. meats, and, of course, nuts and lots of fruits and vegetables. And so all of that, if I add it together, would be a driver of demand that U.S. agriculture has not seen since biofuels. Maybe to put it in perspective is the U.S. in 2017 exported $140 billion of ag products. This is $50 billion, so if you do the math, it's a big deal.
Right. You obviously alluded to the fact that we have a problem with net farm income right now. We've seen it basically cut in half since, about 5 or 6 years ago. Oftentimes we hear low prices will cure low prices. Is that what is kind of happening right now, at least in some of our commodities?
We're starting to see that especially in corn and wheat, we're starting to see world trade picking up rather dramatically. And we're seeing Africa, West Africa, being a big importer, if you will, of wheat around the world. Now, it's not all U.S. wheat, mind you. A lot of that could be Russian or Eastern European. But we are seeing world demand for corn and wheat in particular start to step up. Of course, China's been driving the soybean bus going for a lot of years. That may be slowing down a little bit to African swine fever, but we're excited about the grains.
On the grains and really all of our agricultural commodities, the commodity market as a whole is the driver, but more and more we're seeing farmers at least question or ask the question, should they be getting into more of a niche market? Should they try to go for some extra quality type premiums, this type of thing? Is that going to be enough to have really any impact?
Well, we're seeing differentiation in the market where farmers, if they have the opportunity to sell locally, they should. And if there's ways to differentiate, I have clients that maybe want to produce a heritage corn for a bourbon producer. That makes sense. But unfortunately, for a lot of our farmers, there's not those niche opportunities that are available. And we should mention that under the last farm bill, of course, industrialized cannabis became an opportunity. But before you think about that, you may have to make sure there's a buyer for it.
Right. And, of course, a lot of folks are really excited about that. It seems like they're grasping for something.
Well, we all want to see and produce a crop that makes money. And right today, unless you do a job that's really with production and marketing that's quite well, it's hard to make 10 or 20% producing corn, beans, or wheat.
What's the future? In other words, on maybe a short-term basis, rest of 2019 and maybe into 2020.
Well, I think a lot of it all depends on trade. I think these trade talks are extremely important with China. If there is a pledge to buy $50 billion annually from the United States, I actually can become bullish of corn, soybeans, and wheat and meat products out of the United States. And I think it's a real shot in the arm for agriculture. If we don't do the trade deal, it's more of the same, which is crop prices that are rather depressed, static, not doing a lot, and farm income suffers because of it.
We're going to have a fallout of farmers. Obviously, we've got a lot of folks in some financial distress now. What do you see in that regard?
Well, it's an operational crisis. It's not that farmland values have really hurt or the farmers over leverage. It's just that each year we go to the bank, we lose 10 or 15%, and it's been dinging at our balance sheet. Every year we go to the banker, and Bob says, well, you know, okay, I'll keep you going for another year. But somewhere along the line, people have got to question why they're doing this and losing the capital that they are. So I'm hopeful that maybe something can get done on trade where we stop that cycle and maybe start to look at better margins and better opportunities.
These new futurist things that are being talked about at this particular meeting, how do they play into the equation?
Well, they're all something that we can dream about, and that's what they are right now, is dreams. I remember early in my career, we used to dream about something called cellulistic ethanol. And we could do it really, really well in a test tube, but when we tried to scale it, it was pretty difficult. And so when we talk about industrialized or clean meats or some of those kind of things, we can do them in test tubes. We can maybe do it a little bit, scaling them. When you think about the logistics of amino acids and all the water and other things that would have to happen, it's really tough. So for the moment, I'm okay that we can dream, but I don't think it's going to affect we in American agriculture as we see it today.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.